Good Tuesday. Today is July the 23rd, and you're listening to My Farm. We're going to start off today talking about an upcoming cover crops field day over in Putnam County. You're going to want to put on your calendar and get registered for. We're also going to take a look back at last week's GOP convention as they had some agricultural news come out regarding the farm bill. We'll take a look at what the discussion was and what the potential may be with the bill moving forward. All that after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
We're going to start off this Tuesday morning telling you about yet another field day that's coming up, this one at the end of the month on July the 31st. It's called Cover Crop Till You Drop. It's going to be held just to our neighbors over in Putnam County, OSU Extension's Water Quality Team Field Day, Cover Crop Till You Drop. That's July 31st, held at Jeff Dooling's farm in Putnam County. He's just south of Ottawa. Program starts at 9 in the morning and should wrap up around 2 o'clock in the afternoon. There will be an optional wetlands tour. Now, the featured speaker for this field day will be Dr. Manbir Rakar. She is the Soil Fertility and Nutrient Management State Specialist at Ohio State University. She'll discuss how cover crop interacts with both soil health and water quality, so it should be a good program. To register, check out their website at go.osu.edu/24WQ Team Field Day. WQ standing for water quality, so that's go.osu.edu/24WQ Team Field Day. Should be well worth the trip to Putnam County. We also want to take a look at what ironically was some ag news that came out of the Republican National Convention last week. House Ag Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania and Arkansas Senator John Bozeman, he's the ranking member on the Senate Ag Committee, both offered their views on the state of the farm bill and the impact of the upcoming election. That was at a Politico CNN event at the RNC convention in Milwaukee. Now, Thompson suggested the upcoming election wouldn't change how he or other Hill Republicans approach the farm bill negotiations process in the coming months, highlighting the bipartisan proposals he included in the House committee's package. Politico said that in a report they had based on the event, he said, "I didn't do that to get theirs, being the Democrats' votes. I did it because there were good ideas that contributed to a strong farm bill. That's not going to change for me when Republicans take the White House. I think that's the way we should do legislation, especially in the ag arena. And also, I'm looking forward to continuing that type approach." Now, Bozeman said he'll still push for a bipartisan progress on the farm bill in the coming months. That would be over on the Senate side. "We're going to be working very hard to get that over the finish line," he said. Bozeman did say, however, that farmers would be better off if lawmakers passed another farm bill extension this fall to allow more time to improve key federal programs instead of settling for a bill that would not do enough to support the agricultural producers. Now, Bozeman added, "You may never know, we work so hard on these things, and then all of a sudden they come together. And so hopefully that is the case this time." I think, referring to Thompson, that working hard to get it across the floor of the House will be helpful. Thompson and Bozeman noted that former President Donald Trump's selection of Ohio Senator J.D. Vance as his running mate could win some favor for the rural voters. The two highlighted Vance's Appalachian upbringing, the subject of Vance's 2016 memoir Hillbilly Elegy, and arguing that he will be able to connect with voters from rural areas and keep their issues top of mind in a potential Trump administration. "It really helps to know that he understands the challenges of rural America," Thompson said, adding that Vance has been good on the agricultural issues. "Ohio's a good neighbor," he said, and Bozeman said he's excited about Trump's vice presidential pick, having followed Vance's career since reading his book. Stay tuned, we'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We mentioned that Cover Crops Field Day earlier in the program. There's a recent USDA study looking at how cover crop production integrated into cattle operations might provide some economic benefits for producers as well as resource conservation benefits. USDA's Rod Bain tells us more.
Integrating cover crops as part of cattle operations. How might this work? What might it do to improve an operation's profitability?
Cover crops can be used for livestock forage. So like livestock could graze them in the spring or the fall, or they can be mechanically harvested and stored. And we just didn't really have an understanding about how prevalent this was. So for a long time, people have been talking about the potential economic benefits of doing that on livestock operations.
Those areas of focus are behind a recently released USDA study. Maria Bowman of the Economic Research Service is one of the study's authors. Among its findings,
many studies found that integrating cover crops into livestock systems was more profitable than livestock systems that weren't using cover crops. And that was primarily driven by that forage value of the cover crop, so using it and feeding it to livestock.
What about a breakdown by types of operations? Say dairy and beef cattle operations.
When we dug in a little bit more in that census of ag data, we saw that dairy and feedlot operations with cropland were more likely to grow cover crops. So about 33% of dairy operations and 27% of feedlot operations. So much higher than overall adoption rates in the 2017 census of ag. So that suggests that it might be more economic for those operations, that they might have a reason to be cover cropping relative to other operation types.
In terms of total profitability with cover crop integrated livestock operations, a multitude of factors determine that. Factors ranging from types of cover crops to fixed cost for harvesting systems.
Climate and precipitation is another one. If you don't have much water, it's difficult to establish and grow a lot of cover crop forage and labor availability. So potential to expand, but also barriers.
The study also looks at cover crop adoption within livestock operations by region.
We saw that eastern uplands, which is parts of West Virginia, Kentucky, Tennessee, Virginia, and also the central eastern Texas and Louisiana area have the potential to expand cover cropping in livestock systems. So a lot of livestock, but not a lot of cover crops.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.